This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kim Kardashian is soaking up the last few days of summer. The 39-year-old mogul enjoyed some R&R when she hit the beach in Malibu. Kim had just announced on Instagram that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending after 14 years and 20 seasons. There are, however, still two more seasons left of the reality TV series. So what's someone like Rob Kardashian going to do besides eat? A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers sent a letter to Disney CEO Bob Chapek addressing renewed controversy over the studio's live-action remake of Mulan. They urged Chapek to clarify the Chinese government's involvement in the film's production and the degree to which Disney was aware of human rights violations in regions where filming took place. Disney, you're in trouble! The internet blew up when a pic of Jaden Smith holding hands with Sofia Richie on the beach leaked. Yep, Jaden responded by saying, "We're just homies." When the musician was asked about the rumors sparked by the celeb hand-holding, Smith said, quote, "You know, I actually don't look at the internet, so I didn't see that," unquote. What? What 27-year-old doesn't look at the internet? Harry Styles just joined Olivia Wilde's brand new film, Don't Worry, Darling. His new role presents a casting change, replacing Shia LaBeouf, who stepped down after scheduling conflicts caused him to leave the film. Florence Pugh stars as an unhappy housewife who slowly begins to question her own sanity when she starts to notice strange occurrences. Sounds like everyone in 2020. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Denise Richards, 49, announced she won't be back for season 11. While she gave no reason, Denise has been in the hot seat all season after Brandi Glanville claimed the two women had an affair. Denise has reportedly denied that she slept with Brandi, 47, and shut down claims that she and husband Aaron Fipers have an open marriage. Sheesh! In a Twitter meltdown, Kanye West tossed one of his 21 trophies into the toilet and peed all over it. "Trust me, I won't stop," he captioned the video, after publishing screenshots of his contract with Def Jam Music Group. He said, quote, "The artist deserves to own our masters. I'ma go get our masters. Pray for me," unquote. Someone please get him help. John Fogerty calls Trump a fortunate son and says it's confounding that his Vietnam War-era song was played at one of his rallies. Fogerty said, quote, "Back in those days, we still had a draft, and something I was very upset about was the fact that rich people, or people that had position, could use that to avoid the draft and not be taken into the military," unquote. Idiots! Chris Hemsworth isn't hanging up Thor's hammer anytime soon. The Marvel superstar says he doesn't plan to leave the Marvel Cinematic Universe after Thor: Love and Thunder, the fourth entry in the Thor series. Hemsworth said, quote, "I'm not going into any retirement period. Thor is far too young for that. He's only 1,500 years old," unquote. Wow, might be time to change his underwear. Travis Scott has been a walking, talking brand, having made money with Nike, video games, and limited edition collectibles. Now he's become the first celebrity McDonald's meal endorser since Michael Jordan and the first rapper with that distinction. It's a quarter pounder with cheese, medium fries with barbecue dipping sauce, and a Sprite for $6. This gives me goosebumps. Brad Pitt, 56, has recently been enjoying a new romance with girlfriend Nicole Podorowski, 27. So, Podorowski is married, and her husband is a restaurateur in Berlin and serves wine from Pitt's winery. Yep, Pitt bought the vineyard in the south of France with ex-wife Angelina Jolie for $60 million. Billy Bob Thornton said, "Glad I got out." Rihanna's stunning 8-bedroom home in St. John's Wood, London, was recently listed for $41 million and features a private elevator, home theater system, and a driveway with space for 10 cars. She moved there in 2018 to be close to her Fenty luxury fashion brand, which debuted its gender-neutral Fenty skin campaign in August. Creamy. Ooh, creepy. DJ Khaled's playlisting skills will be showcased on ESPN's Monday Night Football during the 2020 NFL season. Khaled's landed a gig as the music curator for the show. I'm excited to collaborate with the NFL and ESPN again as we celebrate the return of the 2020 season, Khaled said. So basically, this gig is another one. Sorry. The plastic crown worn by Christopher Notorious B.I.G. Wallace in his last photo shoot sold for almost $600,000 during an auction. Photographer Baron Claiborne only paid $6 for it. The photo shoot was done in 1997 for the magazine Rap Pages, and the crown was bought at a place called Gordon's. Now that's a juicy story. Sorry. Fans of The Crown, the Netflix series chronicling Queen Elizabeth's reign, won't have to wait too long for the show's next chapter. Season 4 is set to drop in its entirety on November 15th, just in time for a Thanksgiving binge. Seasons 3 and 4 were filmed back-to-back, ensuring that fans of the show wouldn't have to wait such a long time between installments. Give us a crown fix! The Trash Bin. Cardi B has filed for divorce from husband Offset in Atlanta. Yep, a hearing for their divorce, which is contested, is set for November 4th. The WAP rapper and Migos member share a daughter, 2-year-old Culture. Their relationship has been tumultuous from the start. She publicly called out Offset for cheating on her while they were married, but stayed with him until now. The news wrap-up. An estimated 20 million fans watched the NFL season kickoff, 13% less than last year. LA's new $5 billion high-tech SoFi Stadium opened for the LA Rams football game, with no fans in the seats. DraftKings stock soared over 17% after signing a deal with ESPN to produce content. With two new Xbox consoles scheduled to launch soon, there's never been a worse time to buy a current-gen Xbox One. You've been warned.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Alone is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Young Boy Never Broke Again has the best-selling album with Top.
The number one app.
Crossfire continues to be the top paid app.
The number one book.
Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has the best-selling nonfiction book, Disloyal.
28-year-old Christopher Comstock, better known as Marshmello, was born in Philadelphia and is one of the highest-paid DJs in the world. He's best known for the songs Silence, Wolves, Friends, Happier, and Alone, all of which have been certified multi-platinum in several countries. It's been a busy year for the talented DJ. In May of this year, Marshmello collaborated with Halsey to release Be Kind. In July, Marshmello was featured on Juice WRLD's posthumous album Legends Never Die on the tracks Come and Go and Hate the Other Side. So when will he be dropping his new album, Joytime 4? He tells us, very soon. Here's Marshmello featuring Demi Lovato with the song of the week, Okay Not to Be Okay.
Feeling like your life's an illusion, and lately you're secluded, thinking you'll never get your chance. Feeling like you got no solution, it's only cause you're human, no control.
That was Marshmello featuring Demi Lovato with the song of the week, okay not to be okay. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.